Will you try an experiment with me? Simply close your eyes and allow your ears to hear all sounds around you. Don't try to name or identify these sounds. Just hear them as you would listen to music. As when you hear a flute or a guitar without asking what it means. Show you another form of meditation which I heard about from a Zen Buddhist master who said it was one of the very best ways. So, now I want to show you another form of meditation which I heard about from a Zen Buddhist master who said it was one of the very best ways.
So I said to him, "Son, would you mind if I shared a concern with you that your mother might fear?" "Not at all, Dad." And I shared it. And I shared also my perception of his true nature.
Will you please stand
you
up and put your hands on your hips
immediate
with wrists
response.
Upwards?
Oh, I can see.
Now,
I
let's
know,
all
I
just laugh.
Myself so much, and I just not been right, and he acknowledged it to his mother, to others around. And...
All right, work through these drills until you can get through them quite perfectly, and you feel the sounds are established in your ear. You know how to use the tapes in order to do this. When you're going back and re-listening, you can get into the nitty-gritty of each chord. You can stop the tape after each example and then listen to the chords so that you can hear more clearly how they're stacked up. But
will you try an experiment with me? Simply close your eyes and allow your ears to hear all sounds around you. Will you try an experiment with me? Simply close your eyes and allow your ears to hear all sounds around you.
All right, work through these drills until you can get through them quite perfectly and you feel the sounds are established in your ear.
Will you try an experiment with me? Simply close your eyes and allow your ears to hear all sounds around you.
All right, work through these drills until you can get through them quite perfectly and you feel the sounds are established in your ear. You know how to use the tapes in order to do this. When you're going back and re-listening, you can get into the nitty-gritty of each chord. You can stop the tape after each example and then listen to the chords so that you can hear more clearly how they're stacked up. But as you work with the drills, you want to get to the point where you can just hear and recognize the chords on the initial quality as soon as you hear it without having to get back into the nitty-gritty. So work until you can get to that point and also take your augmented fourths for a stability test, and I'll see you on lesson number 37.
Ha 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 This Zen master told me that you should do that first thing in the morning.
I mean, this is way beyond just demonstrating this absurd media power. And they are actual, they have a real complicity in genocide in this case. The reason that the atrocities can go wrong.
Now,
I mean, this is way beyond just demonstrating this absurd media power. And they are actual, they have a real, I mean, this is way
beyond. It was simply digest as Tumor turned into, the Tumor tried to turn into a bunch of crap.
Now sit down with the wrist of God. Now, let's all just laugh. Will you please stand up and put your hands on your hips with wrists upwards? Let's all just laugh.
If we allow them to continue to stand as Tumor, the international community, they will simply digest as Tumor and turn it into, the Tumor trying to turn it into cash crop. If we allow them to continue to stand as Tumor, the international community, they will simply digest as Tumor and turn it into, the Tumor trying to turn it into cash crop. If we allow them to continue to stand as Tumor, the international community, they will simply digest as Tumor and turn it into, trying to turn it into cash crop. If we allow them to continue to stain as Tumor, the international community, they will simply digest as Tumor and turn it into, trying to turn it into cash crop. If we allow them to continue to stain as Tumor, the international community, they will simply digest as Tumor and turn it into, trying to turn it into cash crop. If we allow them to continue to stain as Tumor, the international community, they will simply digest as Tumor and turn it into, trying to turn it into cash crop. If we allow them to continue to stain as Tumor, the international community, they will simply digest as Tumor and turn it into, trying to turn it into cash crop. If we allow them to continue to stain as Tumor, the international community, they will simply digest as Tumor and turn it into, trying to turn it into cash crop. If we allow them to continue to stain as Tumor, the international community, they will simply digest as Tumor and turn it into, trying to turn it into cash crop.
I mean, this is way beyond just demonstrating the subservience of the media power. I mean, they are actual, they have real complicity in genocide in this case. The reason that the atrocities can go on is because nobody knows about them. If anyone knew about them, there'd be protests and pressure to stop them. So therefore, by suppressing the facts, the media are making a major contribution to some of the probably the worst act of genocide since the Holocaust.
Investing your dollars along with the millions of other real Americans? Have you joined the 10% Club, investing at least $1 out of every 10 of your income every week for payday and war bonds? If not, sign up where you work today.
Thank you, Frankie. And now you're going to sing what for us? You're going to sing
I mean, this is way beyond just demonstrating the subservience of the media power. I mean, they are actual, they have real complicity in genocide in this case. But the reason that the atrocities can go on is because nobody knows about them. If anyone knew about them, there'd be protests and pressure to stop them. So therefore, by suppressing the facts, the media are making a major contribution to some of the probably the worst act of genocide since the Holocaust.
Welcome to the new variety, sit and relax. I'm that song and dance phenomenon, let me sing for you, do my thing for you till they give me the axe. Here's the song I'm doing, gonna fill you in on tax. Tax is that familiar melody, simple and true. Hum it if you've earned a dollar or two. Bucks are being spent by the government for whatever they do. Anyone who works a living gives more than a few. So our schools can be their best, so our roads will have no cracks. Someone fix those train tracks. I hear you calling Uncle and I'm paying my tax.
We must be prepared for future operations. Afghanistan proved that expensive precision weapons defeat the enemy and spare innocent lives. And we need more of them. We need to replace aging aircraft and make our military more agile to put our troops anywhere in the world quickly and safely. Our men and women in uniform deserve the best weapons, the best equipment, the best training, and they also deserve another pay raise.
Know out of almost every dollar a person can make, City, state, and federal governments take.
Take what?
What they think is fair, you give in your share. Now and then there's a break. Max is talking taxes. Hey, have I kept you awake?
For the things you're telling me. For the
things. Our budget includes the largest increase in defense spending in 2 decades. Because while the price of freedom and security is high, it is never too high. Whatever it costs to defend our country, we will pay.
People do complain, say their taxes are high. What am I to get in return?
Look around, your friend. Max is showing you why.
With your taxes, you support how we live and how we learn.
Now, here's the good news. Many things are tax deductible, which means their cost can be subtracted from the amount of income you'll be taxed on. Things like medicine, doctor bills, and supplies for your work. So keep those receipts. Be kind to your parents and tax time.
The next priority in my budget is to do everything possible to protect our citizens and strengthen our nation against the ongoing threat of another attack. Time and distance from the events of September the 11th will not make us safer unless we act on its lessons. America is no longer protected by vast oceans. We are protected from attack only by vigorous action abroad and increased vigilance at home. My budget nearly doubles funding for a sustained strategy of homeland security focused on 4 key areas: bioterrorism, emergency response, airport and border security, and improved intelligence.
Shouldn't they be telling us about the decline each year in the number of people needing help, the reduction in the need for public housing? But the reverse is true. Each year, the need grows greater, the program grows greater. We were told 4 years ago that 17 million people went to bed hungry each night. Well, that was probably true. They were all on a diet. But now we're told that 9.3 million families in this country are poverty-stricken in the faces of earning less than $3,000 a year. Welfare spending 10 times greater than it was in the dark depths of the Depression. We're spending $45 billion on welfare. Now do a little arithmetic and you'll find that if we divided the $45 billion up equally among those 9 million poor families, we'd be able to give each family $4,600 a year. And this, added to their present income, should eliminate poverty.
We will develop vaccines to fight anthrax and other deadly diseases. We'll increase funding to help states and communities train and equip our heroic police and firefighters.
Let's all just laugh.
It isn't great enough just demonstrating the sincerity of power. I'm there, actually. They have real complicity in genocide in this case. The reason that the atrocities can go on is because nobody knows about it. If anyone knew about it, there would be protests and repression that would stop them. So therefore, by suppressing the facts, the media are making a major contribution to some of the problems.
Robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest, while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the jog along.
We will improve intelligence collection and sharing, expand patrols at our borders, strengthen the security of air travel, and use technology to track the arrivals and departures of visitors to the United States.
America still be a force for freedom and prosperity around the world. Tonight, there is every sign that the state of our union is sound.
This is one of 50,000 voices.
Just laugh in this game.
Stricter border enforcement will help combat illegal drugs. Homeland Security will make America not only stronger, but in many ways better. Knowledge gained from bioterrorism research will improve public health. Stronger police and fire departments will mean safer neighborhoods. Stricter border enforcement will help combat illegal drugs. Secure our homeland, America will continue to depend on the eyes and ears of alert citizens. A few days before Christmas, an airline flight attendant spotted a passenger lighting a match.
Hi, this is James Brown, Soul Brother number one. Always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone.
Slacks are for my business. I tell you, I'll detect them.
Yeah.
I hear you calling Uncle Al. Don't pay again my tax.
His guests are max.
And I'm deducting my sacks.
Last ever radio extravaganza. Performed live, right now. Airing right now. Airing for 4 more minutes on Co-op Radio, Austin, Texas, 91.7 FM. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza is brought to you live every Tuesday night from 6:30 until 7 p.m. Archives of past performances are available and can be listened to via a webpage. The address is counterfolk.com/last ever. Past shows from the past 10 years of archives are available. Please send your comments, send your feedback, send your sounds to ken@counterfolk.com. Or call up the studio in 5 minutes, 512-472-KOOP.
Ha ha ha!
next week on Ken's Last of a Radio Extravaganza, special broadcast during Co-op's Pledge Drive. Frenetic 30-minute collage of about 35 editions of Ken's Last of a Radio Extravaganza crammed into 30 minutes, and then the following week, 30 more minutes. More of it. More. 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 That won't be live. It'll be a collage of live things. Because Co-op could use your money. And because you'd like to listen. That's the more important thing. To Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Counterfolk.com/last ever. Email ken@counterfolk.com. And KOOP Austin now concludes its broadcast day. Co-op, which is licensed to the Board of Directors of the Texas Educational Broadcasting Cooperative Incorporated, does business as Austin Co-op Radio, broadcast 91.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 3,000 watts. It's non-commercial and educational. It broadcasts from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. The viewpoints and opinions heard only reflect those of the engineer and no one else. The offices are located at 304 East 5th Street in Austin. For further information, call our office line at 472-1369. And now, 91.7 FM will be taken over by KVRX, student radio from the University of Texas at Austin. Co-op resumes broadcast tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thank you for listening to Co-op, your community radio station. This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Ha 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 ha!